For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. Michael Brown's mother says it has been a, quote, sleepless, very hard, heartbreaking, and unbelievable time for her since the announcement that a grand jury didn't indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for killing her son. Leslie McSpadden said during an interview on NBC's Today Show Wednesday morning that she also felt that Wilson's description of her son as looking demonic during their August 9th confrontation was disrespectful and, quote, added insult to injury. A Missouri judge says taxes from three people suing Governor Jay Nixon won't go to a group creating tests for the Common Core education standards. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green said Tuesday in a temporary restraining order that the lawsuit has a shot at success. Fred Sauer, Ann Gassel, and Gretchen Logue allege that Nixon illegally partnered with the Smarter Balanced Assessment Consortium to draft tests for Common Core. Nixon and other officials have been criticized by the coalition for working with the test consortium. Opponents say the learning standards were adopted without enough public input. A state audit has found that the Missouri Veterans Commission poorly communicated with veterans when handling pension and disability claims. Missouri Auditor Tom Schwick on Wednesday released a report of the findings following seven complaints from federal elected officials. The audit alleges Veterans Service offices properly handled pension and disability claims, but repeatedly failed to inform veterans about what actions they took. A spokesman for the commission says they now use a written communication form to give details to veterans on their cases. Schwick's office will conduct a full audit of the commission next year. Authorities have arrested at least two people at a protest over the Ferguson grand jury decision, in which several demonstrators stormed City Hall in St. Louis. An undetermined number of protesters made it into the building Wednesday while shouting, quote, shame, shame. The protest march included several hundred people and began with a mock trial of Ferguson officer Darren Wilson, who shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown. It was held on the steps of the old courthouse, the site of the Dred Scott trial. More than 100 additional police officers were called to the building, and it was locked down. A total of 58 people were arrested at area protests overnight, including 45 in Ferguson. The NAACP is planning to march from Ferguson to Jefferson City this Saturday. The association's president, Cornell William Brooks, says the so-called Journey for Justice stems from disappointment over a grand jury's decision not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Brooks says the march is also to protest racial profiling, police brutality, and the militarization of local police. The group is planning nightly teach-ins and rallies on their path from the Canfield Green Apartments where Officer Wilson killed Michael Brown to the governor's mansion. A lawmaker is drafting legislation to require Missouri universities to create statewide tests for school children. State Representative David Wood on Tuesday said creating new tests in the state will help prevent teachers from instructing children based on Common Core standards. Those standards outline goals for student learning in each grade, such as when to learn division. They were adopted to create consistent, high-quality standards for education nationwide, but some Missouri lawmakers say they take control of education away from the state. Work groups are reviewing those standards and could recommend that the State Board of Education nix them in October. Wood says drafting standardized tests in Missouri would prevent educators from teaching current standards in order to get students to pass a test aligned with Common Core. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump.